Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibi. Soku, good morning to you.
Good morning, Abongile, and to listeners.
So, let's talk about disruptive industries.
Well, basically, what I want to talk about today is how women have basically changed the game, especially in a market or an industry that we should have been actually taking control of, and this is the beauty industry. For many women, especially African women, we find that the products that are out there on the shelves really just don't cater for us. Whether it be makeup, skincare, hair routine, it's not made for us, and we've just over the years just tried to use what's on the shelf to make do, you know, with our skin types, with our hair types, and it's just not working out. So what's happened over the years is that young women across Africa have basically come up with their own skincare regimes or skincare products, and these are usually organic products. So you find that more and more young women are looking back at our past and looking at what our grandmothers used to use. So you'd find nowadays that there are more people who want to use essential oils in their beauty routines. They want to use products like the African black soap, which comes from Ghana and parts of West Africa. They want to use things like shea butter, which is from Mali. And this is all part of the skincare regime because they are natural products which have been used for thousands of years. But now they just want to come and package them and distribute them on their own. So what you're finding, as I'm saying, why this is a disruption is that instead of now women turning to the usual brand products that we know from the West or from Europe, you're finding more and more people who want to tap into their roots by going to these people who then also have distribution networks, because that's all part of the entrepreneurship game, that when you start a business, you don't only just want to create the product, but you want to create a network, a distribution network that will help you manufacture, create jobs, and have a steady income stream. And this can only be done when you have a good distribution network. And this is what these women are doing. So you're finding women in South Africa doing that, in Kenya, in Nigeria. There's a lady who's actually started her own makeup range. So she tests products, and she comes up with her own foundations and lipsticks. And this is all organic. This is all eco-friendly. And they're all trying to do this with the intention of actually building upon the sustainable development goals that the UN has set for making sure that our carbon footprint is also as little as possible when it comes to us creating new industries. And I think, as I say, what's great about it or what's disruptive about this is that they don't have to use the normal channels of advertising. So they do this via social media. So Instagram has been their advertising platform, Facebook, WhatsApp as well, and they run their businesses on these platforms.
Well done, Soku. Thank you so much once again for those wonderful news. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of those stories, do visit www.africa.com.